USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. America's waking up to another day of the battle against the coronavirus, as some are also battling some of the steps that are being taken to fight it. There were, again, protests in many cities and states yesterday against stay-at-home orders. Meanwhile, the U.S. death toll has surpassed 65,000, with the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the nation surpassing 1.1 million as of Friday night. Worldwide, the virus has claimed over 242,000 lives. A former president urging Americans to serve their neighbors by separating from them.
And it is frustrating that many of the normal tools of compassion, a hug, a touch, can bring the opposite of the good we intend.
That's from a three-minute video released by George W. Bush's presidential library, in which he urges people to lay down their political differences as the country deals with the virus. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are now declining an offer for rapid COVID-19 testing to be made available on Capitol Hill, as the Trump administration made the offer so that members of Congress could feel comfortable about returning to work in the face of the pandemic. In a rare joint statement from the Democrat and the Republican, the heads of the two chambers, they say the tests should be going to frontline facilities where they could do the most good. The Senate does plan to reconvene this week, although the House does not plan to do so. President Trump says he's glad to see that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is back and well. North Korean officials releasing photos of Kim at a ribbon-cutting ceremony. The supreme leader had not been seen in weeks, and media reports have been circulating concerning his health, and there was speculation he might have even been dead. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A bit of a battle is brewing between ICE and detainees, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
An altercation over coronavirus tests broke out between federal immigration detainees and officers at a detention center in Massachusetts, ending with three detainees being sent to a hospital and over $25,000 in damage to the center. The incident at the C. Carlos Carrero Immigration Detention Center in Bristol County also sparked numerous calls for an investigation of the situation. Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson said that 10 ICE detainees refused to go to the center's medical unit for testing for the coronavirus after each one reported having at least two symptoms of COVID-19. ICE did not respond to requests for comment. However, Hodgson said in a press conference that ICE is investigating the incident currently. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And despite the unknown if there will actually be any NFL football this year, the league is planning to release its schedule. The league confirming that it will release the full 17-game schedule late next week. As of now, games are still expected to begin on the 10th of September, and Super Bowl 55 is still scheduled to take place on February 7th in Tampa, Florida. Now, the league is still evaluating contingency options for starting the league year, of course, because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.